with her Emmy-winning documentary, Dance Party, The Teenorama Story, and the musical, Dancing on the Air. In today's weather, it's currently about 64 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, earth from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I gotta hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Go. Cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, for salad. Herb man.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program that is designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I am Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here again with my able, trusty, competent assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing well, Doc. We want to thank all that contributed to the WPFW fund drive. Though the station and the broadcast didn't quite make our goals, we offer our sincerest gratitude to those that contributed. We want to particularly thank Walter Lee, Dr. Gail Porter, Dr. Marilyn Gaston, Michael, our anonymous contributors, Terrence Wright, Neil, and Dan. If your name wasn't on that list, we thank you as well. It's not too late to contribute by going to WPFWFM.org and clicking on the Donate Now. Be sure to indicate that you are supporting To Your Health. You can also donate via Cash App. The shortcut is $WPFWFM. Again, we really appreciate your help. Thank you so much for all that you do. We also need your prayers. It's not easy distributing truth about health in a system that readily and eagerly disseminates massive deceit. Doc?
Are you trying to suggest that the system often lies, Brother Frank?
Yes, sir. They do all more right, than lie.
Well, you know, Brother Frank, November is National Men's Mental Health Month. And so in keeping with that, today we're going to talk about men's mental health. You know, there's a stigma around mental health for men and for women. But for men, it seems to be especially true. This makes it more difficult for men and boys to reach out and to receive help. You know, some men may feel that as if people expect them to hide their emotions, Brother Frank,
mm-hmm.
and to man up, be strong, for others, you know?
Yes,
take
sir.
One for the Gipper, you know? And acknowledging mental health is still seen as a sign of weakness and lack of masculinity among some men. But we need to recognize that mental health conditions aren't a sign of personal weakness. They are health conditions, just like hypertension, diabetes, and any other medical condition. You know, you don't want to feel ashamed about getting a doctor's help if you have a broken bone. Well, by the same token, you shouldn't be concerned about having a therapist. You know, I'm gonna be very honest. I was in that group, I just felt, you know, I don't know why people would go into psychology and psychiatry. Although when I was in it, I saw the tremendous good that it did.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, you know, until I went, you know, my wife now of 50 years and we were having some issues. And the therapist called me up and said, "You want to save your marriage?" I said, "I guess I do." She said, "Well, when can you see me?" I said, "Well, I'm too busy. You know, I ain't got no time sitting down with no therapist." And she said, "Well, if you had time in your busy schedule, when would it be?" I said, "Oh, it'd have to be like 6 or 7 in the morning." "Well, can you be at my office tomorrow at 7? Got me, Frank. But it was one of the most impactful experiences that I've ever had.
Yes.
Because one, the therapist listened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she whipped my behind. So we need to recognize that there is a place for therapists. And Lord knows, now my daughter is a therapist.
Yes.
You know, so I got it right in the house. Mm-hmm. You know? But, you know, the National Institute of Mental Health, they said that mental health conditions are actually more common among women and men. But this may be because men aren't opening up and reaching out. You know, they say that about 51.7%, according to one study, of women with a mental health condition receive support from mental health services. But it was estimated that only about 40% of men that had a condition of mental health received. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But not only this, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says that the suicide rate among men, and these statistics we're looking at 2021, was around 4 times higher than the suicide rate among females, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that men make up about 80% of all suicides. I remember my freshman year in medical school, they gave a statistic. They say women will threaten suicide, men will do it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear a brother talking about suicide, he needs some help immediately. All right.
Yep.
And the other issue is that men are more likely to engage in substance misuse in place of mental health care. And so we need to really recognize that this is a problem. The other issue is that when men do need some help, it's sometimes difficult to find it.
Yes.
So it's not only here in the United States, but worldwide, mental health care receives insufficient funding, you know, and people often don't prioritize it, you know. Why worry with them crazy folks? You know, but they ain't crazy. They just have a health condition And one of the things that I found, Brother Frank, is that often this condition, and we're not getting heavy into it today, we might talk about it another time, but this condition is often due to a chemical imbalance that's diet related.
Huh. Oh, man.
Huh. Imbalance that's diet related. But they found that Black and other indigenous men of color are just as likely to have mental health conditions as do white men, but mm-hmm. they're less likely to have access to mental health care. You know, they're more likely to have to rely on community support in place of, instead of, in addition to the mental health professionals that are available for others. And so it's appropriate that we talk about today mental health among men in the United States. You know, it's a very complex situation, very complex condition. You know, when we look at the prevalence, as we say it, women are more likely to be diagnosed than are men. But men experience them at a significant rate. Things like depression, anxiety, substance abuse are often prevalent in men, but they're not seeking those services of health. It's important that you get some help for them, you know, and you know, unfortunately, socioeconomic, race, and cultural factors may also influence mental health. All right. We need to be aware and we need to be supportive, because there's a growing need for mental health. And you know, I tell people that stress, which is one of the I call it levels of mental health, mm-hmm. is number one cause of death. And those of you who have listened to this program have heard me say it many, many times. But it is very important that we recognize this. And for men, it's important that they recognize that mental health is not a sign of weakness, but seeking help is actually a sign of strength. You know, it's a sign of strength.
That's right.
So we need to look at that. If you have some questions or comments about mental health, especially in men, we want you to give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call and let us know what you're thinking about this subject, because it's such a vital subject. You know, this whole issue of masculinity is something that we have to get over, Brother Frank. You know, because mm-hmm. Men see it, they expect to be strong and stoic and in control of their emotions, and this often leads to that fear of appearing weak and vulnerable if they acknowledge that they're struggling from some mental health issues.
Yep.
But then it can lead to many other problems if it's not addressed. And we're going to talk about some of those in a little bit. You know, the stigma around mental health for men is especially strong, and we have to acknowledge it. And men have to acknowledge it. If they acknowledge, you know, once I went to that therapist, I started recommending therapists to other patients.
Mm-hmm.
I start seeing them come in with the same kind of issues, you know, and I had to learn, you know, I had to be vulnerable and be whipped. I had to learn how to be whipped, man. And the beauty June the 30th was 50 years. All right?
50 years of marriage. 50 years of marriage. Successful marriage, too.
That's right. That's right. Three wonderful children, four outstanding grandkids. I mean, you know, it's just a blessing, you know. We have to address these things, you know. Now, there are some issues that men have internalized this masculinity, you know. It's funny, one time we were having dinner at the house and with some other young couples, and they were talking about who was the head of the house. And I was surprised that my wife was participating in the discussion. And so after a while, I made one of my famous quotations, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I said, every decision that's been made in this house, I've made it. A decision not to make a decision is a decision. And the point I was making is that I don't have to try to rule over my
that's
wife.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
I don't like the fact that I have to be the head of the house. But that, I don't know why, but God set it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just accept it, you know. But, you know, it doesn't make me any less of a man to have a wife that thinks.
Yes.
All right. And so I'm not stressed out about that, you know. And some men believe that this mental is definitely a sign of weakness, but it's not. It's not a sign of personal failure, you know. You know, it don't mean that you got to just tough it out to overcome your problem. Sometimes you need to seek some help, you know. You need to seek some help. And I tell people, I'm going to listen to my wife. I'm going to listen to my two daughters. I'm going to listen to my son. I don't have to do what they say, but I have to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because it's not a sign of weakness for me to do that. Now, there are several, what I call levels of dysfunction. Several levels of dysfunction. And once again, if you have a question or comment that you want to make, give us a call. The number here is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. I know you got some concerns because you've been talking about it all week long. So now let's discuss it and let's try to get some control for our community, because it's important for our community to deal with this. The number is 202-588-0893. Let's go to the phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Watkins. This is Dean.
Yes, Dean.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you guys and everybody else, when I was just over, I was about 21, 22. I was very depressed and mad at the world. So, you know, I took a trip, you know, by myself all the way to California and came back. And when I got back, my godfather introduced me to a psychiatrist.
Mm.
And he... because I was in a mode of killing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I went to maybe about five sessions with this guy, and he very nice, very nice. And he mentioned something that just turned on the light bulb.
Mm.
And what it was, he said, "Have you ever imagined yourself 5 years from now?" And, you know, I thought about that for a second. I said, no, sir, you know. But When I left that day, that was ringing in my ears, and I felt the light for some reason. Yeah. And I never went back until, you know, I had bought a new van, I had a girlfriend and so forth, and I passed that building, which was on Spring Road, and he was coming out, and I had to stop to talk to him for a minute. And he said, "But hey, man, where you been?" You know, you know, I told him, you know, I introduced him to my girlfriend and so forth. He said, "Man, you know, you got to come back. We got to sit down and talk because I'm writing a book and I want you to be one of my chapters."
Wow.
But I didn't. I never went back, you know.
All right.
That he did his job.
You
want to
be written up.
Yeah. But, you know, I haven't been the same since, you know, so.
Yes.
That's my story.
It was a good experience.
Oh, it was a heck of a good experience. You know, it's because when I got back from that trip, I went down to Rock Creek Park, and I had some bottles of cleaning fluid, and I was drinking them. You know, I wasn't, you know, it knocked me out, and I didn't expect to come back. You know, I walked to my mom's, you know, and then she called, you know, my godfather, and that's how all that got started. But it's worth it, you know, to talk to somebody, you know, that might say something, you know, that will allow you to open up.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, all the theory is fine, but when you can hear actual experiences, it's significant. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Yes, caller, you on the line.
Peace and blessings. I wanted to ask you a question and hear your thoughts about trauma to the brown and black body from sexual assault.
What was that?
I said, peace and blessings. I wanted to hear your thoughts about how trauma on the body and the mental health from sexual assault, especially the black and brown people.
So let me just say, I'm not a psychiatrist.
Understood.
However, sexual assault is a violation.
Yes.
All right. Is a violation of one's body, one's spirit, one's, you know, and so it can be devastating, all right? But in that situation, I believe people really need support, all right? They really need support. They really need to feel that they can be protected, number one. Because people don't voluntarily put themselves in a position to be sexually assaulted. So we need to find ways to protect them from the perpetrator. And if possible, we need to get the perpetrator put in jail, you know. I've treated people who have been sexually assaulted, and some of them are able to get over it if they have good support. You know, I remember one lady, she had multiple assaults, but the unfortunate thing, it was from people within her house.
Yeah.
Brothers and stepdaddies, and that makes it even more egregious, because you become really vulnerable. Who do you support? Who do you trust? And that whole issue of trust is so critically important in being able to get over it. I'm sure I'm not completely answering your question, but that would be the way I would approach it. Brother Frank, you have more of a psychological counseling background than myself. What would you add to that?
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's devastating. So I would advise you to get that professional help. And you might want to go into a small group, which the professional will recommend, because you got to get it out. And you got to understand what other people, and this is prevalent. This is prevalent in this society, and it's been prevalent for years, for centuries, for we come from, we've been sexually assaulted by our oppressors. And this has been for centuries. So, and it just, and men and women, by the way, men and women, this was part of their culture, and it's been done to us. So you can come back from this, but you got to get some help.
Got to get some help.
Yeah, you got to get some help.
Very, 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 very powerful. And we're talking about men's mental health. Men are sexually assaulted also.
Yes.
So it's not just women that are sexually assaulted. Men are sexually assaulted. And I understand in the prisons, it is very, very prevalent. So we have to do all that we can to deal with some of the issues of our society. And we as a community, and that's why this radio station is so important. We as a community have to come up with answers to some of our own questions so that we can protect the vulnerable members of our community. Thank you so much for that provocative question. And if anyone else listening has anything to add, give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. But if you have any other questions or comments about this area of male mental health, please give us a call. But right now we're going to go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hey, Dr. Watkins, Marvin, Fort Washington, Maryland. How you doing, man?
Brother Marvin.
Hey, man, long time, man. I came to the office.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I came to your office a week ago to pick up the bowel cleansers, man. I'm doing good, man. And my
thing is,
man,
you've been doing good, man, for a long time, Marvin. I'm proud of you.
Well, I would say in the last couple of years of me, you know, not being in a relationship anymore, not being married, I started to feel down a lot. I'm in resentment of things that I have done in my past relationships that caused me to be in being by myself. And, you know, you have to take an assessment of yourself and your actions, and, you know, and the thing that I did, like, the last 2 or 3 years is stop blaming myself, you know, and then basically I started drinking, and then, I said that I need to get out more, do more social activity, so I'm fasting, and after 2 years of that, you know, I say that I just came from a health food store, gave me some bee juice, and, you know, taking my olive extract, and, you know, and just taking care of myself better than I was.
Have a swig of beet juice.
I have a quart. Yeah, I'm gonna drink the whole quart. And then
I was just, you know, we're talking about have a swig of liquor.
Right. Beet juice. I mean, mixed with ginger, lemon, and turmeric. I mean, you know, I'm over that, but the thing about it is, I feel that at my age, and to replace that loneliness, not being in a relationship or being married anymore, you know, there is a possibility that I'm going to get remarried again, you know, to the same woman, and my love of the death. So, but it's going to take a little time. I'm learning how to fall in love with myself again.
I was waiting for you to finish to give you some, what I think is one of the keys, and that is self-love, all right? And add to the self-love, what is it that you want to do with your life, you know? You know, you have many years ahead. What you going to do with them? And it's important to take stock of that and take this time to really take control. You know, we want to be in control. Start by taking control of self. All right.
Yeah. We only want to be in control of our relationships and dictate everything. Yeah. But we need to start taking control of ourselves.
Yeah. And look in the mirror and recognize you're an outstanding brother. You know,
right.
You're an outstanding brother. And you know, let's move on. And don't focus necessarily on a relationship right now. Focus on you.
Focus on me. That's right, Dr. Yeah. Morgan. So
let the relationships take care of themselves.
So I made a list of things that I like to do. I love dancing. So, you know, back dancing a little bit now, jumping rope. You know, just getting more physical inclined to feel rejuvenated mentally and spiritually, man. And you know, doing meditation. I'm going to get into a yoga class. You know, so, you know, it's things that I can do to keep myself busy, but I don't have to feel a sense of isolation when I go home because there's nobody there with me, you know, so, yeah, so.
Hey, when I was in the Army,
mm-hmm.
before I went to the Army, I was always around people. But when mm-hmm. when I went to the Army, especially when I went to Germany, there weren't a lot of people with the same values that I had. And
right.
So I found myself by myself a lot.
Mm-hmm,
and I got the only single room in the barracks. And I discovered that I liked me. All right. I discovered that I liked my thoughts. And I started writing. And I discovered that I could write. You know, sometimes it's good to be by yourself and use that time to know what you want to do. And then when you come out to cocoon, don't tell her what you're going to find, brother.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, Marvin.
And I talk to you soon. I'll be in your office to talk to you. Thank you, man.
Okay,
appreciate you, man.
Good. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0892. I believe we have another caller. Yes, caller. You're on the line.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Watson.
A question. Yes, sir.
A comment. Dr. Watson, this is David Allen.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Hey, David.
And how you brothers doing?
Good.
Well.
You hit a good topic. And that, you know, I told you in the past that I had a drug problem.
Yes.
I have close to 40 years now of clean time.
Yes.
All right now.
But in that drug program that I came out over Carrot Hall, they had a we had to do see a psychiatrist. You didn't have to. You had the choice. I chose to go see one.
Okay.
Because I knew I had this problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know when they say when they release, seeing a psychiatrist did me wonders. I really enjoyed that. She took me on a trip in my mind, and I was allowed to go. You know, it was like baffling. And when I came out, they told me that I could give this gift to my kids, and they set me up to have my kids go. My kids looked at me like, Daddy, we don't need no psychiatrist. And I have 8 children. And let me tell you, only one of them went, and she benefited.
Wow.
The other ones, oh no, because see, in the program, once they work on you, and you work with groups of conversation with groups, and y'all tell each other a story, and somebody's listening to you, so you can get it out. They're trying to get you to dump this old behavior and pick up something new.
Let me ask you a question, David. Were you less of a man by going to that psychiatrist or actually more of a man?
I'm more of a man. Because, see, I didn't care what you thought about me. And you the one got the problem. I don't. See, I got strong. See, that's more, that's like lifting weights. I got better with myself because now we had a poem we would say, the man in the mirror.
Yes.
When you walk through your daily, you going through life, and everybody's patting you on the back, calling you a hell of a guy. Take a look in the mirror, and see who looks back. You know the truth. You ain't gonna lie to yourself.
Yes.
People will lie to you, and make you believe that you're this hell of a guy. And the whole time, and you know the truth.
But the truth is, you can be a hell of a guy, but you got to make some changes in order to accomplish it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you.
All right.
The number's 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller. You're on the line.
Hi, good evening. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kayla Brock.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A big been discussed. I wanted to give a comment in regards to all of the systematic oppression that has caused our abuse in our community. I personally am a victim of that. My family, no one knows that we're being oppressed, but if it wasn't for getting some acupressure seeds and, you know, becoming self-aware, realizing that, you know, things have happened to me and I have been traumatized and I have traumatized others unintentionally.
Mm-hmm. It spreads.
It wasn't until these seeds got into my ears through acupressure that I realized that, hey, I have some work to do and, you know, I'm not where I am. There's something more that I can do in my life. And so now we do this work in the community. I'm a licensed massage therapist. I study IQ detox under Dr. Kokai Patterson and, you know, help a lot of young men and women who have been abused, who grew up in abuse, who feel like there's nothing that they can do with their life. These seeds open an individual up to want to talk, to want to cry, to want to heal, so that when they do go to the counseling, they're able to get the work done. A lot of time we can recommend therapy and counseling, but they don't feel open enough from the fear, the worry, the anxiety to even share honestly what has happened to them in their life. So, you know, I want to just share that there's some solutions. If you want to find out the work that we do in the community, we are the ABS. You can go to abscollective.org. We do free acupressure seeds. You can wear these seeds for 3 to 5 days. And we also work with a program where they house teenage mothers and their babies, helping them to transition. And these young women have been traumatized. We've actually witnessed abuse happen in person where baby fathers come and beat them up. But we help these young women to better their lives, their spirit, their mind, their physical bodies, and be something better than, you know, what they've been taught.
You said something earlier that mm-hmm. I want to focus on. You mentioned that you have been abused, but then you abuse others also. One of the things that we find is that oftentimes people they do what has been done to them, you know. And so it's important for us to treat the victim, but it's also important for the perpetrator to get some, you know, he may need some punishment, but he needs some treatment also, he or she, because, hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so that's something very important. And I appreciate so much your willingness to share and give Dr. Kakaya my regards.
Give that information again. We got callers that might be listening.
We are the ABS Collective, and that website is abscollective.org. If you're on Instagram, you can see a lot of people's personal testimonies there. The ADS ads.collective.dc. That's ads.collective.dc on Instagram. And you can get our website from there as well. I do want to say one last thing. Queen of Fee, domestic violence warrior. She helps a lot of men with their domestic violence, and she gives them a safe space to talk about the abuse that they've had endured upon them from women. We do both sides. We know that men have gone through some things as well, and we want to help both. So please. All right.
What's that name again?
Her name is Queen of Fee, domestic violence warrior. I'll give you that information.
Okay.
Oh, if you can Google, you can Google her. That's Queen AFI, domestic violence, and you'll see her website and information pop up. She's in DC.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Do we have any other callers on waiting, Brother Frank?
I think that's it.
All right. All right. If you have a question, comment, give us a call, 202-588-0893. Now, you know, there are levels of this dysfunction, this mental dysfunction. You know, there's depression, there's anxiety, there's psychosis, there's stress. All these are levels. And, you know, we need to recognize that it's important to deal with them, because if we don't deal with those levels, one can lead to another. We know that oftentimes we have depression and anxiety alternating. We call it manic depression, bipolar disease, where once you're up, the next minute you're down, you know? And one of the things that we find, Brother Frank, is that people with manic depression, often there's a what we call a neurotransmitter. There's mm-hmm. a neurotransmitter called L-dopamine. L-dopamine. And L-dopamine can be stimulated by taking in L-tryptophan. L-tryptophan. Actually, with my patients, I use something called 5-HTP mainly. 5-hydroxy-L-tryptophan, and it goes to form L-serotonin, which goes to form L-dopamine. And I'm telling you, oftentimes within an hour, the anxiety and depression is gone.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there was a chemical imbalance. You know, it's not that you're crazy, you know. You're chemically imbalanced. Part of that comes from trauma and stress and so forth. Part of it comes from diet,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so we have to learn how to eat. Then we have the psychosis, you know? And this is a functional problem where you may have delusions. You know, you may have other kinds of dysfunctions that need to be addressed, hallucinations and so forth. And so that's very, very important too. But the number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Brother Frank, I think we're going to have to do a second part
of
this program. But meanwhile, let's go quickly to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Okay, I'm Sharon Ballin. How are you, Dr. Watkins?
I'm doing extremely well.
I'm very familiar with you. I'm so happy that you're on here and speaking about a very important subject, you know, the neurodiverse community. I have a son who has a triple diagnosis. And I don't like to say that because I believe, like you believe, the diet and functional medicine is best. But he's autistic, high-functioning, Asperger's, and he's been diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar, which is what, schizoaffective? So I would like to know from you, how do we get resources to take care of that in this city because I had to go through the Department of Behavioral Health. I'm trying to be fast. I got no help that way. Okay, I'm sorry to say. I had to go through Department of Disability Services. I got help that way. That's the autism piece. But it's never enough to address the triple
psychosis. How old is your son?
He's 28 years old.
28,
but I've been trying to get him services since he was 25.
Do you have my number?
No, but I'm ready to take it. I'm ready to take it down, yes.
I'll tell you what, let's do it this way. At the end of the show, leave your number with the engineer and he'll text it to us. As a matter of fact, at the end of this call, he'll text it to us and we'll call you. Okay,
so they won't just hang up on me?
Just at the end of this call. They won't hang up.
I like the functional medicine piece.
All right, we'll address that with you, all right?
Thank you, Dr. Watkins. A pleasure to talk with you.
Our pleasure. 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Now, one of the things that we need to understand is that no man is an island. No man is an island. And so when we have problems, it impacts others, all right? And when a person has a sense of being out of control due to a mental illness, it can impact their family. It can cause strained relations within the family. Feelings of being out of control can lead to irritability, anger, withdrawal, damaging relationships with family members. And I tell you, from my perspective, one of the best things you can have is a strong family and strong family relationships. So you don't want these mental issues dealing with the family. It can produce difficulty in communication. Communication, and Frank can tell you about this communication stuff. It's very important and becomes sometimes hard to express your needs and emotions. All right? And that can lead to misunderstanding and conflict where it doesn't need to be. You know? It doesn't need to be. And so it's important that you do what's necessary to get control of this. You know, if men often will get this guilty feeling, you know, that they're not being the provider or emotional support that their family needs and wants them to be. All right, and that also impacts. And lastly, at least the last one we'll mention right now, it impacts the children. All right?
Yes.
It impacts the children. And then that goes from generation to generation to generation. And so we need to be willing to really take control of our lives. And if we need some help, we need to get some help, Brother Frank.
Yes.
If we need some help, we need to get some help. And so we've talked today, and as I mentioned a moment ago, we're gonna do it another, because the whole month is Men's Mental Health Month, and we're gonna talk about this some more because it's important. It's important for men. It's important for women. It's important for our entire community. Brother Frank, I'm gonna shut up at this point. Any closing comments that you have at this time?
Thank you again to our contributors, and thank you, Doc, for mentioning this subject, a very important subject. Thank you all the callers for your input and your questions. If you wanted to make an appointment with Dr. Theodore Watkins, my doctor, call 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. That's 202-388-0992. Or you can go to www.com. www.twiliving.com. We also want to thank Kalia Chapman, our very able engineer, Mayuki Williams, acting general manager, Katia Stitt, the program director, and all the WPFW staff and volunteers. We also want to thank you, the listener, for being so faithful. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for doing your part to keep DC healthy. Thank you, Ola Dari and Maka B, for your musical contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought with Brother Kaba. After that, To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Stay tuned next week, Monday at 2 o'clock, for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health, where we'll do part two of Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Thank you again, Kalia.
Eyes are eyes and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg.
Hi, I'm Stefan Lockridge, 15-year-old grandson of William O. Lockridge, warden, community activist, school board member, and teacher who became an ancestor in 2011. On Saturday, November 9th, 7 p.m., the William O. Lockridge Community Foundation presents the 14th annual Dancing with the Scholars. The event featuring a dance competition with Ward 7 and 8 high school students and elected officials happens at the Art on 1901 Mississippi Avenue, Southeast D.C. The Lockridge Foundation keeps my grandfather's legacy alive by providing college scholarships to Ward 7 and 8 high school students and biannually taking the students to Africa. For details, please visit williamlockridgecommunityfoundation.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
This is Dr. Ron Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, with an announcement of a very important event, a national town hall meeting to assess the impact of the 2024 presidential election on the state of Black America and the Pan-African world. Progress or disaster? Thursday, November 14th, 6:30 p.m. sharp at the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church, 1313 New York Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C. Speakers include Mark Moriel, Dr. Julianne Malvo, Melanie Campbell, Reverend Siobhan Arlene Bradley, Hillary Shelton, Dr. George Frazier, Mel Foote, Maurice Mitchell, and Dr. Melina Abdullah. For further information, visit the website ibw21.org. That's ibw21.org.
WPFW will be at the Capitol Audio Fest Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hi, this is Miyuki Williams, and we'll have a table staffed by some of your favorite programmers. There'll be audio demonstrations and lectures.
The Falling Leaves.
And on Friday, November 8th, I'll be talking to the parents of singer and songwriter Eva Cassidy about some of her previously unreleased recordings. It's all happening at the Capitol Audio Fest in the Hilton Rockville, 1750 Rockville Pike, walking distance from the Twin Brook Metro Station.
When autumn leaves start to fall,
thank you.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Election Day is only one day away, and more than 78 million voters have already cast their ballots. Today, the presidential candidates are making their final push on the last full day of campaigning. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are both headed to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Harris is also scheduled to hold other events in Pennsylvania, in Scranton, Allentown, and Philadelphia, the latter having several celebrity guests, including DJ Jazzy Jeff, The Roots, and Oprah Winfrey. Meanwhile, former President Trump is scheduled to also make appearances in Reading, Pennsylvania, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Grand Rapids, Michigan. The world of popular music has lost one of its most highly esteemed composers and producers, Quincy Jones, who passed away yesterday. Born in the South Side of Chicago in March 1933, Jones credits the piano with saving him from the streets. In his teenage years, he drew inspiration from Ray Charles and was hired to be a trumpeter, arranger, and pianist for jazz bandleader Lionel Hampton. In the 1960s, Quincy Jones produced hits like It's My Party by Leslie Gore and Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra. In the next two decades, Jones produced three of the most successful albums by the King of Pop, Michael Jackson: Off the Wall in 1979, Thriller in 1982, and Bad in 1987. In 1985, Jones produced and conducted the charity song We Are the World, which is one of the greatest selling songs of all time. Quincy Jones' imprint is also in television, as his instrumental composition, The Street Beater, was used as the theme for the 70s sitcom Sanford and Son, and his tune Soul Bossa Nova was used in the popular movie series Austin Powers. Jones also co-produced the film The Color Purple, featuring Oprah Winfrey, and produced the sitcom The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, featuring rapper Will Smith. During his 70-year career in entertainment, Quincy Jones won 28 Grammys, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and is lauded for linking artists from the genres of bebop to hip-hop. He is survived by seven children. Quincy Jones was 91. To your local news, in New York, the New York Times Tech Guild, which represents hundreds of the outlet's tech staff workers, is on strike as of this morning. The threat of a strike had existed within the company for months, raising questions over a potential disruption of election coverage. With the largest subscription base of any American newspaper, New York Times readers will be widely seeking extensive election coverage. But today's walkout is a result of a September vote in which staff workers decided to go on strike at a critical time, election week, if an agreement was not made. If the strike of the New York Times staff continues until tomorrow, this will be the first such strike to take place in a newspaper during the presidential election in the last 60 years. In the D.C. area, the MLK Library, in partnership with the African American Music Association, held a celebration over the weekend to honor a historic dance TV show in D.C. The show, the Teenorama Dance Party, which was the first dance program for black teens in America, aired from 1963 to 1970 on WOOK-TV Channel 14, the country's first TV station geared toward a black audience. On the Teenorama Dance Show, originally hosted by WOOK DJ Bob King, black teens performed the latest dances on air and interacted with stars of the day, like Aretha Franklin and James Brown, who came to the show before or after having performed at the Howard Theater. Yesterday's celebration, which was filled with singing and dancing, was hosted by Beverly Lindsay Johnson, who has kept the Teenorama legacy alive with her Emmy-winning documentary, Dance Party, The Teenorama Story, and the musical Dancing on the Air. In today's weather, it's currently about 62 degrees in New York and 57 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.